This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
In the last year, our world has experienced great upheaval. Growing crisis in food insecurity, record heat, floods and droughts, COVID-19, inflation.
We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy.
End of quote.
If I were President Biden, I wouldn't go on TV ever again.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, arrests are being made around Boston as climate protesters are blocking traffic.
When I get arrested, I get treated very differently, and I'm going to get bailed out.
Well, isn't that special?
Unchained and unstoppable.
Dr. Fauci.
You're hiding me. What is it that you do here? Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you.
You know, they're kind of cute, but it's, you know, bobbleheads and candles and things like that.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We got a 1 hour left in the show tonight, and hope you'll stick with us. We got a lot of stuff to get to. We got some more of these cuts from these hippies that were blocking traffic or trying to block traffic today. Yeah, you think they're home, like sprawled out with their hookah or their bongs or their fat joints. Just look, dude, that's me, man. Mom, can I have another piece of meatloaf, please? Look at this. Cool. Totally, man. I saved like two polar bears today, man. And a penguin. What a bunch of jerks. 844-500-4242. I gotta read you some stories before we go to these hippie cuts, and we got a lot of other cuts to go to. I wanted to mention this story. It's a great story. The New York Post apparently filed a Freedom of Information Act request to get the records about new driver's licenses being issued and turned in and by residents coming to new residents of Florida coming to the Sunshine State. A record-breaking number of Empire State residents switched their driver's licenses to the Sunshine State version last month, according to a post-analysis of Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles data.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you very much for coming. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
A total of 5,838 New Yorkers made the switch in August. One month.
Bing. Bing. Bye-bye.
One month. Bye-bye. The highest recorded number for a single month in history, the numbers show. I remember when the COVID started and all these people were coming into Florida from New York, and some people were saying, oh, they'll come back. They'll go back to New York once this thing is over. They'll miss Broadway and the delis. I'm thinking, I don't think so. I don't think so. And I think most people thought they weren't coming back, and they aren't. Year to date, 41,885 New Yorkers have handed in their licenses after moving south, a torrid pace that's pointing to a new annual record. So they have this guy named Alvin Valley. He's a renowned fashion designer. He moved to Palm Beach. First it was the billionaires, he said. Then it was the rich following behind them. Now you have the middle class. A lot of families just began to feel like New York was becoming unlivable. And if you want to fill in Massachusetts, Baltimore, Chicago, Philadelphia. especially for younger couples with kids in their 30s and 40s. They don't want to get on the subway anymore. It's a safety issue. It's a schools issue. And one New Yorker who went down there, he moved to Jacksonville, which is northern Florida, obviously. John McCary, he blamed COVID-19 mandates, rising crime, and unappealing schools for the continued departures. He argued that the vaccine mandates for public sector employees left thousands of working-class New Yorkers disillusioned with city government and eyeing the exits. And yet they still continue to try to fire public workers and people who work for large corporations. They're continuing to battle to get these vaccine mandates restored. You know, in many cases, they've been enjoined from enforcing the mandates, but the Biden administration is still trying to enforce them. They're still trying to put masks back on commercial airliners. It's insane. California also set a new high for license exchanges in Florida with Florida in August, passing the 3,000 mark for the first time ever. California. I mean, it's a bigger state than New York, but it's a long, further, much further away. The same applied to New Jersey last month, which saw a record 3,259 license switches. 3,259.
And to other places.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye, folks.
Bye-bye, folks.
A slew of other states, including Washington, Oregon, and Pennsylvania, all set new records for Florida driver's license applications, the data shows. Florida has received 322,000 out-of-state license trade requests in 2022. I know there's a guy who texts me, Jim in Orlando. He's going, uh-oh, don't come. I think most of them are okay, though, Jim. You know, there'll be a few people who are going to vote the wrong way. But there are now, for the first time in history, there are it started last year, and now I think there are about 250,000 more registered Republicans in Florida than there are Democrats. And it's the first time in history. 844-500-4242. You know, we've talked about this guy, Robert Tellis. He's the elected Democrat in Las Vegas, a county administrator, and how he pulled an O.J. Simpson on an investigative reporter a few weeks ago. He killed him because this guy was writing articles about his office romances and his corruption, and he lost the primary. And so, of course, the fact that it was a Democrat murdering a reporter, they don't want to mention one thing, the fact that he's a Democrat, right? So there's a story in Fox News. The Associated Press wrote a story yesterday about his, he was arraigned, this Democrat named Robert Tellis was arraigned. And so they wrote a 900 word story. That's a long story. That's like my column in the Herald. He was formally charged with pulling an OJ on Las Vegas Review Journal staff writer Jeff Germain. The original article, according to Fox News, clocked in at over 900 words, and there was not a single reference to Robert Tellis' political affiliation. They referred to him instead as a, quote, local elected official. Local elected official. Later on Tuesday, I guess this wasn't going over well on social media, as you might expect. Multiple changes were made to the article without an editor's note. That's called stealth editing, including identifying Tellis as a Democrat in the second paragraph and noting that, quote, Tellis lost the Democratic Party primary in June, towards the middle. Various mainstream media outlets similarly buried or ignored Tellis's connection to the Democrat Party, simply referring to him as a local politician. While the Democrat Party of Nevada released a statement following Tellis' arrest by Las Vegas police officers, they neglected to specifically reference Tellis, insisting the party, quote, has no control over an individual voter's registration. That's true. That is true. We condemn criminal behavior by Democrats, Republicans, and even those not registered to vote at all, and we vehemently condemn any violence toward members of the press, the statement said. 844-500-4242. By the way, did you see yesterday Biden has tried to explain the border surge by claiming migrants are fleeing communism? Little do they know what they're coming into in America. But of course, he can't say that they're fleeing socialism because, you know, Democrats under the age of 40 prefer socialism over capitalism, according to all the polls that are done. But the fact is, too, that in August, just 35% of the migrants left the authoritarian socialist governments of Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. And by the way, he said that when he was stumbling and babbling and stuttering around yesterday at the White House, he said that they weren't coming from Central America. They were coming from Venezuela, Cuba, and Nicaragua. I could have sworn Nicaragua wasn't Central America, but, you know, hey, what do I know? 844-500-4242. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liars said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000 a year. We paid attention to the $400,000 figure, and they slipped this one in under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've ever spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You've traded thousands of hours of time building your nest eggs, and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Gold's new guide. It's called 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Your retirement's being crushed if you have money in the stock markets. The Dow Jones lost another 522 points today. It's 800 points under what it was when Trump left office. You can't wait around and just let your retirement portfolio be destroyed. Call Monetary Gold now. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. Call 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
508 says that story in the New York Post indicating that 5,000 New Yorkers, actually 5,800 New Yorkers, turned in their licenses to get Florida driver's licenses just last month. 508 says that's 5,000 fewer votes for Zeldin. Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way, but yeah, it's true. I think I've mentioned before when I filled in the past for Mark Simone, I haven't done it lately on WOR. You know, I do it from here, and I just ask people to call in like I do on this show, and I swear a third of the calls are from Florida on WOR. You know, because people they're listening on, you know, streaming online, whatever, and all these people have left all these states. You know, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Illinois. It's just that. It's the exodus is, you know, only accelerating the way things are going. 860 says a lot of Republicans out of California are also moving next door to Arizona. That's why Democrats now outnumber Republicans in California almost 3-1, while Republicans continue to outnumber Democrats in Arizona. Ugh. 508, these New Yorkers are going to bleep up Florida. Probably Jim from Orlando again. You know, not everybody who moves to Florida is trying to screw the state up, you know? I mean, some of us are realize what the ruin we're leaving behind. 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with 3 sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What will the climate protesters receive for their actions in Boston today? A fine, jail time, or a pat on the back?
A pat on the back.
Attaboy!
95% say a pat on the back.
844-500-4242. So the word got out last night that they were going to have this this attempt to block traffic in the city of Boston yesterday. And you know how it got out? They have a website, or I don't know, something on social media, Facebook, something. And Extinction Rebellion Boston. And they put it on their website that they were going to show up. So Emma Foley, our new reporter on the Howie Carr Show website, she went out there today and she was asking them what happened today. And by the way, her column is up at HowieCarrShow.com. It's on the homepage, so you can read it. It's a good column. Check it out. Check out our store. But this is what, again, they posted it online. So the DOT, the state police, monitor. Nuts. Domestic terrorists, right? These people are domestic terrorists. And so they monitor it. And so by like 10 o'clock, it was up on all the news websites, you know, shut down, you know, hippies planning to disrupt a morning commute in Boston. So this is how they explained it, though. Cut three.
We unfortunately had a little bit of a media leak, and our locations were saturated with police. This being civil disobedience, we anticipated to be arrested. I kind of signed up for that in my role today. But there were so many police there that they threatened to arrest us the moment we began bringing our props onto the street. So instead, we kind of regrouped back here at Postal Square and marched to the bridge and camped out on the bridge for a while to deliver our message there instead.
Like, dude! If you put it up on the internet, you've leaked it yourself, man. Put down the bong, man. Totally. It's your own fault, this bummer. And he says he signed up to get arrested. Like he's going to work on a chain gang. You know? I don't even think he put in 18 hours. You know, the guy, the axe guy on Delancey Street at the McDonald's in New York, he said, hey, what's the problem? I did 18 hours in the cell. This guy didn't do 18 minutes in the cell.
Did Emma ask them what kind of time they took off of work to do this?
You know what? This was her first time on the street. Yeah. No, that's the next question. What did your boss think when you were told them you were going to take the day off? Boss? I'm unfamiliar with that word. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie. I wanted to talk about the reason why Trish James didn't file criminal charges against Donald Trump is because what he was doing is our fairly common business practices for the New York contractors, the builders in New York City. And a lot of those other contractors are fairly well-to-do Democratic donors, and if she went after Trump, she would have had that, you know, that she would have opened the gate to go after all of them, and she's already in pretty big trouble with the donor base in New York State.
Yeah, well, according to Trump, she's got a Republican opponent who's polling pretty well. We know Zeldin's running neck and neck with Hochul. You know, people are fed up with New York. They're fed up with the crime. They're fed up with the high taxes. It's just, it's a political ploy, you know, not just for the National Party, but for herself, Letitia James. And she's such a, she was a, I'm glad that Trump pointed out that she originally was going to run for governor, right? Remember? Yeah, she was polling about as well as Bill de Blasio was polling in his congressional race that he was running for. And so she had to drop back and run for attorney general. And now she's trying to hang on another 4 years. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, you saw these people on TV, the Extinction Rebellion protesters, and you thought, those are just some squirrely hippies that should, that belong on Martha's Vineyard in their parents' trust fund's house. But really, these people are quite revolutionary, as they told Emma Foley. Cut 7.
Rebellion is not a hierarchical organization, but obviously we're coming out of a white supremacist system that has built what we've got, and so all of us grow up in that, and we're brainwashed to believe that we kind of need a hierarchical system.
If Extinction Rebellion were a hierarchical system, they would have said, you know, maybe we better not put our plans out on social media so that it'll give the cops a heads up. So I think I agree. I think they were telling the truth when they said it's not hierarchical.
Maybe his parents were Nazis. Mine weren't. They told me I was equal to everybody and everybody was equal to me.
I know. What the hell are they talking? What are these people talking about? And then he makes it sound like, if there'd been a black person. Of course, there were no black people in this group, because they're not into this kind of nonsense. But if there had been a black person, this guy is about to say that they would have been treated differently. You know, they would have been dragged away and you would never would have seen them again, as opposed to these guys that were just told, now, ta-ta, give my best to Pater. Listen to this, cut 6.
Being arrested is a thing that's out there that's, bad people do that, and there's all this, sort of incorrect information about the jails are full of people that the average citizen probably thinks are dangerous.
Right.
In reality, they're just people that were probably poor and disadvantaged.
Or as, black.
Yeah. And, as a white person with a normal sort of privileged life that I've had, when I get arrested, I get treated very differently, and I'm going to get bailed out. And it's an annoying system to me, but it's a debilitating system to poor people.
Black people don't get bailed out. Have you been reading the stories about all the big cities? Nobody's going to jail, white, black, anything. Nobody has to provide any bail. You can try to kill somebody, and the guy with the axe in McDonald's was let out on no bail.
What does this guy find so appealing about jail that he keeps wanting to go back?
Yeah, what is it? Like, being arrested, dude, is a thing that's like out there. Officer Mark says, did Enrique show up at the protest today? No, they weren't serving beer. He only goes to demonstrations where they're serving free beer. How's Enrico getting his cerveza these days, too, now that his welfare cards have run out? Maybe they've issued some new ones. By the way, if you want to read Emma Foley's column on the hippie riot today, it's posted at HowieCarrShow.com. It's on the Climate Rebels Block Commutes in the Name of Justice. Yeah, it's good. It's they have climate anxiety, so they're giving people who work for a living gridlock, traffic anxiety. 844-500-4242. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, I'm wondering if Massachusetts used National Guard to relocate the illegals, can't Texas, Arizona, California, New Mexico do the same? Didn't they set a precedent?
Well, I think hasn't Governor Abbott in Texas called out the National Guard on a few occasions? But I mean, the thing about the National Guard is they're not regular army. That's not their job. They're the militia. They're just to be called up in times of emergency. I mean, you can't call them up for forever for Brandon's entire 4-year term. I don't know what they can do to stop what's going on. I think one thing to do is to elect Republicans in November and just try to put the screws to all the budgets that Brandon oversees and try to get more cooperation from the government. I really think that they went overboard on impeachments with Trump. Obviously, I mean, he didn't do anything, but I think they have the grounds to impeach Biden just on the border alone. You know, and that's one thing. I think Caroline Leavitt in New Hampshire that was one of her advantages over Matt Mowers, her main opponent. I mean, they were asked at a debate, should Biden be impeached? And she said, absolutely, just on the border alone. And I don't see how you can disagree with that. And Mowers, you know, he gave the Mitch McConnell answer. Well, we're going to need some hearings and blah, blah, blah. 844-500-4242. Oh, they're saying... Someone just texted me that they took them to the Cape Cod Mall today for a shopping spree. Do you see anything on that, Taylor?
I haven't seen anything yet. I'll look.
See if you can find that on. So he must have gotten a new card, a new welfare card. 844-500-4242. So they Emma Foley asked the hippies if this is really true. That there is a climate emergency because, you know, a lot of us have read stories and seen TV news and we've seen our own empirical data, as they always call it, settled science, you might say, that there is no real climate change. So this is their response to that. Cut 8.
You know, I think the Trump supporters, for example, are very... disillusioned with where we are, but they've got some crappy information, and so they're giving their power to Trump, and they don't, you know, they don't have the full story, and none of us have the full story. We're all being lied to, and we're also ignoring 90% of what's going on, so it's very complicated to live in this world.
You know what, it's even more complicated is if you don't have a trust fund and you got to go to work every morning, a bunch of hippies are blocking the highways. It's very complicated. Very complicated. Okay, so now we come back to, about white supremacy. I don't know how this figure, these were all white people. Squirrely looking white people. Old white people. But more importantly, rich white people. Rich, squirrely, old white people blocking the roads. Cut 9.
As a, you know, white person who I happen to be retired also.
Retired?
There's not a whole lot they can do. They can put me in jail, but it isn't going to...
It won't affect your job.
I'm not going to suffer in the same way that a poor black person who has to get paid, has to get money to pay the rent and all the rest of the other kinds of vicious circles that we get exploited into.
Did you think about that poor black person who needs to get to work to pay the rent? Did you think about that before you blocked the highway? Do they think about any of this stuff when he's driving into the city and is on his Ford F-150 truck? Does he think about any of this stuff? 844-500-4242. How do you think the people that were arrested on January 6th feel? I'm going to guess they're predominantly white. And they've been held... since January 6th, in some cases, a number of them. So much for swift justice. So much for habeas corpus. They're in jail. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie. A long time, many time. Definitely a screwy mess that's going on out there right now. And there's no reason that the Republicans and the conservative movement shouldn't pick up massive seats in a month and a half. My biggest concern is, do they have enough leadership to keep things in check so that come 2024, they don't screw it up so bad that we end up with another Democratic president, another liberal like we have with Biden.
Well, you know, I think, Steve, that you raise a good point that, you know, all these things that Brandon's doing, people are predicting that the economy is going to get even worse next year. You know, I mean, they're not going to have the strategic petroleum reserve has been drained down. They're not going to have that valve to utilize to take some of the pressure off prices. And it's just going to get worse and worse. 844-500-4242. And so, you know what Harry Truman did after the Republicans took over Congress?
He said, end of quote.
He actually said he blamed everything that happened. Inflation went out of control in 1947, and he blamed everything on the do-nothing Congress. That's what he called it, the do-nothing Congress. It was the first time Republicans had been in control in, like, 15 years. And that's how he got himself reelected. And obviously Brandon's not going to be on the top of the ticket, but, you know, I mean, there's some pretty loathsome Democrats out there. I'm thinking particularly of Gavin Newsom right now. I mean, could there be anyone sleazier than that? 844-500-4242. We'll be right back and we'll take your calls. We got a lot of people want to talk and we'll get right back to the calls. Having a routine is so important. It can make you feel productive or just bring you comfort through life's up and downs. And the best thing about a routine is knowing that you can take premium audio with you, thanks to Raycon wireless earbuds. You couldn't have them in the car today, obviously, if you were stuck in a traffic jam because the hippies were blocking the roads. But if you're just walking around, or you're on the beach, or you're working at home, or you're working at your office, or whatever you do, you can just plug those earbuds in, and you can listen to whatever kind of audio, music, podcast, anything you want. What you need, though, is Raycon's everyday earbuds. That's the best product you can get, and it's half the price of the other premium brands. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever you're listening to. They feature noise isolation and awareness mode, so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or during a brisk morning walk on the brook path next to where I live. I won't be walking tomorrow. It'll probably be raining, but whenever it's a nice day, I can get out and just keep walking and either listen to music or a true crime podcast. Anything I want to do, I can listen to, and I don't bother anybody else. And if I'm walking with somebody who's they've got their Raycons in, we don't have to talk because we know each other. We know what we're going to say. We can just listen to our music or our podcasts. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear. And most importantly, they do not budge. With Raycon, I get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And the second most important thing after the fact that they do not budge is the fact that they start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. Right now, you can go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. He's always been a role model to the Jimmy Olsons in the city room.
This is a dog's life, kid. Keep out of it.
Yeah, but you get around and you see things.
Oh, you see things. I guess you believe all you hear on the radio. Huh?
He's Howie Carr.
I don't know about Enrique, the guy who got stiffed the bar on Main Street in Hyannis on Sunday night, but some of the illegals did go to Cape Cod Mall, according to the Martha's Vineyard Times, the MV Times. Some have taken, this is a story today in the on their website. I guess they can cover them very well, very safely from afar with their phones. now that there's an Atlantic Ocean between the beautiful people in Martha's Vineyard and the illegal aliens. Some have taken trips to places like the Cape Cod Mall. Oh! And two of them left on Sunday for New York City, where they hope to establish their new lives.
Bye-bye!
Everything free in America! One migrant appears to have departed prior to the bus trip off-island. Ow! Call 911. We have a Venezuelan on the lam. As far as what's next for the majority still at the base, Representative Dylan Fernandez said that depends. It's up to everyone's individual immigrant status, and they're working through that with their attorneys. They all have a... Who's paying for their attorneys, you ask? Got a mirror? These are large... Senator Julian Sear said these are largely Venezuelans who are fleeing a brutal communist dictatorship. Wait a second. Aren't the Cubans fleeing a brutal communist dictatorship? And they get sent back if they land on the beaches in Florida. Self said a few of the groups, folks from the group, really bond... That's their lawyer, Self. Said a few of the folks... also known as illegal aliens, from the group, really bonded with some islanders and been expressed interest in returning to the vineyard. Just be sure you bring your leaf blowers with you so you can fit in to the community. This reads like something from the Babylon Bee. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I did hear at the top of the hour on WXTK down the Cape that they did a story about one of the buses, they brought a bunch of refugees or whatever you call them to the Cape Cod Mall to do some shopping.
Isn't that nice?
And they interviewed one guy, and he was like, I think I heard English, and it was like, I guess he's just, yeah, they're shopping, getting some stuff. They need to get all the necessities, all the toiletries and whatnot.
Yeah, and some Bud Lights. Maybe some Hennessy. You know, there's a lot of necessities of life. Some rolling papers. Thanks for the call, Mike. KB, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, KB. You there?
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
I'm here. How's it going, my man?
Good. What's happening? Tell me what you want to talk about.
So I just got off a boat from the vineyard. Friends and I went over there, and we had a blast. And I'm a medical device guy in the Cape, and I've lived here since 98, all right? Been in the vineyard a ton. And it's just amazing to me how they've used this as a political pawn move. So I started just basically talking to people on the dock, around people that work there. I just got off 30 minutes ago. You wouldn't believe the number of people that are so upset at how locals and, more importantly, the elitists have handled this. They feel so used and abused. And I was very neutral in my approach with it. I just kind of wanted to know, you know, because...
Well, so who do you think, by saying that they had treated them so kindly when they brought in the National Guard to throw them off the island, you mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna put it on you to create some shirts that says, Martha's Vineyard, same day shipping.
I wonder if KB saw the fugitive Venezuelan. He took it on the lam. He did a Dixie, a powder. I'm Howie Carr.